Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is the bonus podcast episode where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas.
You know when we were walking up from the tube to the studio and I said, remember that chicken shop? I've got a story about it. Last week, when I was in around the area for other podcast-related matters, and I was walking to the pub to collect Jonathan.
Of course he was in the pub. Was he actually at the pub?
Yeah, he's at the pub at the end of the road.
The Argyle?
Yeah. Christ. I know, he's desperate.
It's not that bad. I'm just wearing a crash helmet if you're going in. That's all I'd say.
I'm walking past the chicken shop. They're sort of fitting it up. They're doing a refit. The builder turns to me and goes, Wendy, going to buy you a potato peeler?
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
No.
And then I went, oh, you're the first person to say that to me in real life.
Really?
Yes.
Does he listen?
Well, clearly. I mean, that's what it was, a complete fluke.
No way, really?
It was great. And he was great. We still had a nice little chat.
Demographic?
Not ours. That's why I was so surprised.
We've got builders listening.
Yeah, well, Mikey occasionally listens.
How old?
40s.
Oh, okay. Wow. Sorry to that 30-year-old builder.
Anyway, so that's that. Should we go to some responses?
Yes.
Now, a few weeks ago, if you remember, we asked everyone to send in some words that you have said in the podcast so that we could start sort of adding and curating Jordan's Northern Dictionary.
Should do this for the book as well.
Well, it's too late. The manuscript's in. So we've had a few responses. So, Jordan, if I read out a phrase, I mean, I know what some of these mean. Would you like to give us the definition?
Yes.
Okay, so Suzanne, Heather and Georgia have entered Jack Brew.
Oh, Jack Brew. I think it's military slang.
Right.
For when you make a brew or a cup of tea for yourself without offering to make anyone else one.
Right.
So you go, have you made a Jack Brew? And also, if someone does something that's a bit jack, you go, oh, you jack bastard.
Okay.
So if, like, I don't know, someone goes to the shop and gets themselves a chocolate bar or won't give you a bit, you go, oh, you jack get. Don't be jack.
So don't
jack
be brew. Jack.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Jack lovely. Brew.
Military slang for a cup of tea that you make for yourself and no one else.
Lovely. Amy, Tom, Kat, Michelle and Laura have entered gopping.
Again, I think it's another military thing. I'm not in the army, believe it or not, and I don't claim to be, but I grew up in the army. Gopping means binging. Ugly.
Ugly.
Horrible. Yeah.
Ooh.
Like.
Oh. Can you put it in context?
Oh, I got a burger last night from this takeaway. It was like 2 a.m. I was starving, but it was absolutely gopping.
It's a very, I forget the technical word, but it's a word that conjures up an image.
Yeah, it's gopping. Or I pulled last night and they were absolutely gopping.
Well, that's not very nice to say.
Yeah, it's not nice, but that's the kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe and Lee have submitted Scram.
Scram. We were never allowed to say it in my house because my mum didn't like it. She thought it was common. We had net curtains, that's what I'm going to say. But Scram is a northern term for food. We'll get some Scram at pub, or do you want to get some Scram? In the army, they call it Scoff.
Scoff, yeah.
So we'll get some Scoff. Do you want to go to a scoff house?
We called it tuck.
What do you think of this? Some people, I have friends that call knife and forks and cutlery, scrantles.
Scrantles.
Too old.
I don't think we'll be putting that into the train, of course. Thank you very much. Olivia and Lucy have submitted oat.
Oh, no, out.
Oh, out.
Oh, come on. You know
out's spelled with
is.
A U.
Out. It's like northerners saying anything. Do you want out? Do you want out from shop? That kind of thing.
Okay.
I'm going to the shop.
So it means anything?
Yeah, do you want out? Have you been up to out? Out and out. Have you been up to much out and out?
Okay.
Yeah.
Jasmine has suggested chuddy.
Another word for chewing gum. Give us a chuddy. Some say chuddy, but I've always been chuddy.
Chuddy. Chuddy. Yeah.
Chuddy.
Yeah. Alex, I've peaked on this one. Cocker.
Term of endearment.
Okay.
So you're right, cock. How are you, cock?
How about cocker?
Cocker's the same. Hey up, cocker. So it's just another name for mates. But yeah.
And then probably for the entire... The letter O will be in overdrive. There'll be a lot of ink used for the letter O. Emily has suggested our
cool. In
the context of our Ryan, so, our Dominic, our Bradley.
You say our before a person's name if they're a relative.
Okay.
So a good friend as well, but I've said it before, I said it again. When I was living back at home, it was a Saturday afternoon, I got here, my mum was in the kitchen. I went, I've just seen Brad's in town. She went, what? I went, I've just seen Bradley in town. She went, I said, Brad, I've just seen him in town. She went, what? I went, I've just seen our Brad's in town. She went, oh, why didn't you say? So, yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
So R. Kelly.
Yes.
Which is...
A slightly problematic singer.
Quite a problematic, yeah.
Or potentially a relative in Lancashire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, well, there we go. Another edition of Jordan's Northern Dictionary another time. Let's go back down south to West Sussex. This is from Alice. So it's probably about something organic. Dear William, Jordan, EPB and Diego, I've just listened to the Help There's Something in My Butter episode where one listener was discussing being naked in the house and his neighbour seeing. My personal view, and I do appreciate that this is not for everyone, is that if you are in the confines of your own home, you should be able to walk around naked with blinds or curtains open. It is the fault of the neighbour if they look in and see you in the nude. I was once told that everyone has a naked neighbour, and if you don't know who it is, then it's most likely you. I am the naked neighbour. Embrace the freedom. All my love. Alice in West Sussex.
I just think, Alice, If you've got a big window and you live on a street with loads of houses that are looking into yours, probably best to close the blinds. But anyway, let's agree to disagree on that one.
Okay. This is from Nikki. Hi, William, Jordan and EPB. I'll start with a standard common sentence in these messages. I have recently discovered you and I've become a huge fan. As any good new fan would do, I decided to Google you both to learn more. The results showed mostly what was expected, news articles, various appearances, etc. However, I was absolutely shocked to discover that there was no Wikipedia page for William. Don't get me started.
Why is there no Wikipedia? Why don't you do that?
I had one, but I got deleted.
G and Divas, if you're listening now, can we please create a Wikipedia page for William?
No, that's very sweet. I'm sure, but I think Wikipedia have decided for whatever reason, I'm not...
You need that. It's good for work.
Well, yeah, I'm doing okay.
Could do better. We need to get your... You should do your own.
No, I don't want to do my own. That's tragic.
Okay.
Given that, at this point, William is considered as a national treasure, thank you, and certainly worthy of such an accolade...
I agree.
I am...
Accolade.
I know, it's a Keeping Appearances reference. I am amazed that this does not exist. Can we do something about it? Perhaps start some kind of G and Diva campaign to ensure that William is honoured in the correct way. Lots of love, Nikki.
Nikki, I agree. Let's get... Ben, can you get set up a William Wikipedia page?
I also don't understand how Wikipedia works, because what I have also realised for most pages is there's the page, and then there's the discussion page about the page. And it's so weird.
Where's that?
If you like, there will be a Jordan North discussion page where they're not discussing you like, oh, did you like that blue half zip he was wearing? It's not that sort of discussion. It's, is he relevant for Wikipedia?
I haven't been on this in ages. So what did you go on?
Talk. There we go. Oh, then no one's talking about you.
Oh, great.
So good. There we go.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you there, Nikki. And thanks for joining us and being a new G and Diva.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look, I can't tell you to do anything, G and Divas, but if you are bored now because you're not doing any potato peeler stuff, then feel free to put some of that time to good use.
What happened to your Wikipedia page?
I don't know. I had it for like 10 years and then suddenly I was... bizarrely, it was this time that you went in the castle. You go in the castle and then I get deleted. Was that you?
That might have been someone to do with me.
Right.
Joking.
This is from Anonymous, but they have sent us photographs. Okay. Dear William Jordan EPB, my face lit up when you brought up the subject of live, laugh, love signs. I work for the ambulance service, and so I visited many different houses on a daily basis. I found a new hobby during COVID times of spotting live, laugh, love signs and, where appropriate, obtaining a selfie with the sign. This has since caught on with a number of my colleagues and become a game of spot the sign. It really is incredible how many people have these in their homes. We get bonus points for when you see the same sign in multiple houses, usually B&M's finest.
Hey, don't knock B&M.
Please see the attached image for your enjoyment. Love the podcast from Anonymous.
Oh, great.
There's lots of people in paramedic uniform, the same person, I think, with live, laugh, love signs.
Live, laugh, love.
I like the idea.
I like the idea that someone's having an heart attack and she's taking a selfie next to a live, laugh, love sign.
They're not living and they're not doing a lot of laughing.
No, probably not loving either. No. I love that. Some old lady's like, Doris, we'll be with you in a minute. Just keep... Yeah, we'll be with... Quick, get a picture. Old lads will love that back at station. Get a picture. Just, yeah, we'll do palpitations in a sec. Quick. Oh, no, lighting's bad at that one. Hang on. Doris, we're just going to put your big lights on, all right? Yeah, I know you can't breathe, love, but we've got to get this pic quick. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, and then it takes a turn and they just get a big marker pen and cross out the first word.
And Doris is dead. That's a shame. But look at that. That's a great picture.
Oh, they turn the sign the other way around.
Yeah.
Dark humour.
Excuse me. I read all my mum's signs, didn't I?
Yes, you did. I love those. This last one is
Does your mum have any of them?
No.
Champagne all around. Oh, we should do our own Help I Six in My Boss House signs. Oof. For the website. Yeah. All my catchphrases that we do on the podcast.
Let me just think of them.
No thinking, actually. That could be yours.
That's mine.
Yeah, we could do little... Darlings, champagne all around, darlings.
This one is from Steph. Hi, William Jordan and PB. I was reminded of the dilemma about having an older age limit for listening to the podcast a couple of weeks ago. I went out for a Mother's Day, they mean Mothering Sunday, lunch with my parents and grandparents, and we all raised a glass to the mothers on the table. They all clinked glasses, and I decided to tell them that the proper way to
what
do it
do
was not
table?
To clink. Clink glasses. Oh, I see.
It's a shit joke. It's a shit joke.
My father asked where I heard this, and I explained about
it. Oh, we all have to laugh at yours, though, but...
But mine are funny.
Carry on. Sorry.
No, don't be needy.
I'm not being needy. I'm fine. I'm not being needy.
But you are drawing your autograph again on the paper.
It's just doodling. Carry on.
My father asked where I heard this, and I explained about this fantastic podcast that I had come across that taught me many etiquette lessons. He really liked the sound of it and said he would give it a listen, as it sounded right up his alley. Seconds later, my 95-year-old grandfather said he liked the sound of it too.
Oh, God.
Now, I must preface this by saying my grandfather is a church-going man, stands whenever a lady enters a room, cries when someone sings the national anthem, and his version of a swear word is saying, "Oh, God." So I tried to warn him that perhaps this podcast wasn't for him.
Please don't listen.
He was shocked by my comment and explained that he could be just as crass as the next man, insisting I was being silly, and then made me write down the podcast name for him. As he read it out loud, he said, "So it's called Help I What, My Boss?" I explained the word and said, "Sexted," and he nodded, saying, "Oh yes, I know what that means," knowing full well he had no idea. So I may have introduced your oldest listener, as he has no idea what he's in for. Lots of love, Steph.
Oh, Steph.
Well, if you're listening, Steph's grandfather, hello! Welcome!
I think we should end this episode.
Yes.
For Steph's grandfather with a rounded edition of the national anthem.
A rounded edition?
Rounding.
Oh, rousing.
Yeah, around. Oh, sorry.
I love how you knew what you meant.
A rousing edition. Sorry to all non-British people that are listening, or non-royal...
Republicans.
Any Republicans listening. Are we ready?
Yep.
God save our gracious king. Long live our noble king. This is for Steph's granddad.
God save the king. Send him victorious.
Happy and glorious, long to reign over us. God save the king.
Cha, cha, cha.
Oh, I'd love it if they did that at the coronation. Can
that
imagine?
And, that and potato peeler.
Can you imagine if he went, Your Royal, is it Your Majesty? Royal
yeah, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty, you may rise. Thank you. Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler? That's a bit cat, wasn't it? So, remember, Jean Davis, if you've got a question. What?
That was my joke a month ago. I did that entire routine.
Oh, did you?
On this podcast, in this room, in front of you.
Yeah,
and you've just done it back at me.
Yeah, but it'll be funnier when I do it. Right, say goodbye to Steph's granddad.
Bye!
We hope you had a good time. No, that's not funny.
Give us three rings when you get home.
Don't, that's horrible.
No, it is horrible.
We're joking.
Live, laugh, love.
Remember, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexandmadboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with Producer Ben. And for more sexted news and nonsense, sign up to Producer Ben's newsletter. So actually really good. Do sign up to the newsletter. You can do that at sexandmadboss.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.